Hi, everybody. Colter Brown here on the Northern Ag Network with this morning's top ag headlines. The supply of red meat and poultry in cold storage has followed livestock inventories lower. Total red meat supplies in the U.S. are down 4% from last year to the lowest level in 23 years. Beef supplies in particular are the lowest in a decade, the result of drought and herd liquidation. Pork supplies are also falling as the industry faces profitability issues, along with market segmentation complications caused by Proposition 12. And the poultry industry has been plagued by highly pathogenic avian influenza since 2022, causing significant flock depopulation. Well, the University of Wyoming Extension Sheep Task Force will offer a free webinar coming up Tuesday, April 23rd at 6 p.m. The hour-long webinar is geared towards sheep producers interested in updating their lambing barn facilities and technology. The presentation will feature guest speakers Regan Smith of Powell and Cord and Kristen Bieber of Brockway. Find the information to register at northernag.net.
Sale season's here again, and there are a lot of black-hided Angus bulls on the market, but not all of them are registered. Why take the risk? Don't gamble on unproven genetics. Invest wisely with registered, powered by Angus bulls. Backed by the power of the American Angus Association and 80 million data points, registered Angus bulls give you the confidence in your buying decisions. Don't buy an imposter. Look for the registration number. Buy the power. Buy registered Angus bulls.
We asked Miles Community College students why they chose MCC.
Hi, I'm Kylie Lewis, and I'm from Dillon, Montana. I chose Miles Community College because it's a lot more affordable than other colleges that I was looking at.
Hi, my name is Cody Acord. The original reason I chose Miles Community College was to further my education in horsemanship through an affordable program with a great instructor.
To learn more about Miles Community College, visit milescc.edu.
MCC. Start here, go anywhere.
North Dakota Senator John Hoeven and other Senate Ag Committee Republicans introduced the Farmer Act last week to strengthen crop insurance and make higher levels of coverage more affordable. Hoeven said the bill will help reduce the need for ad hoc disaster aid that has increased significantly since the 2018 Farm Bill was passed. The bill is seen as an alternative to Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow's proposal to require farmers to choose between higher support levels of coverage and participation in ARC and PLC. However, Stabenow said she's glad that Hoeven made the proposal and is ready to move ahead with more talks on a new farm bill. In the House, Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson says farm bill markup will be completed in May and out of his committee by Memorial Day. Well, that's going to do it for this morning's Ag Headlines. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Colter Brown.